A new wireless networking technology known as Wi-Fi is catching on. For a few hundred dollars, you can surf the internet without wires. The downside is that Wi-Fi signals can often be detected outside the homes and businesses that use it. Joel Obermeyer rode along with some computer enthusiasts who like to spend their free time looking for wireless signals.
Don Bailey and Brian Caswell are out cruising on a Friday night. They're in a monster pickup truck filled with high-tech equipment. Brian has a computer on his lap, and he waves a cylindrical antenna out the window. They're hunting for Wi-Fi networks. Don drives.
Usually we wait till dark because it's not as conspicuous what we're doing. When you roll through certain neighborhoods very slowly and you've got guys with shotgun-looking items sticking out the window, people get a little wary.
When Wi-Fi first appeared a few years ago, it was like a beacon to a small number of computer geeks. They loved using it so they could surf the web sitting out on the lawn. Some loved leaving home altogether to see where they could find other networks. They liked checking out who else was using Wi-Fi too. Pretty soon a tiny subculture developed. Don and Brian are in their 20s. Don has wire-rimmed glasses and a baseball cap. Brian has a haircut like Forrest Gump. They can think of nothing better on a weekend than driving through Northern Virginia scanning for signals from Wi-Fi base stations. They're also called access points.
Access point found, baby.
Don says it's like being privy to an invisible world.
You start to realize, when I come up over the top of this hill, I'm going to see this access point, and this access point. I know their names. I know exactly when they're going to pop up. I know exactly when, you know, the alarm's going to sound off. And it becomes like this little collection of access points that you have, at, you know, not at your disposal, but that you just know about.
Detecting these signals is perfectly legal, but entering networks uninvited is not. Don and Brian have the opportunity to break into many networks. Often access points don't have basic security in place. They pass doctor's offices and a national drugstore chain using unprotected networks. But these guys would never think of breaking in. They act more like professors studying the Wi-Fi landscape, and they have an idiosyncratic honor code. They take pains to stay just on the right side of the law. That plays out in their driving habits. For example, recently, when a souped-up Honda invited them to drag race, they punched the gas.
We actually beat them in 0 to 60, but that was after 0 to 60. I don't need to go any faster than that on this road.
I am a firm believer of getting to the speed limit as fast as possible, but stopping once you get to the speed limit.
Plenty of other Wi-Fi hunters have no such scruples. If they find a Wi-Fi signal without security, they'll use it. They can jump on a network and rifle through files. But many just use the signals to gain internet access. Jeff Struby lives in Maryland. The 17-year-old says he likes to drive through upscale neighborhoods and some commercial areas.
Normally, to get access and to play around with some network and check it out, see what it's made of, you have to be actually at the location and have some kind of access there. With wireless, it makes it, you can just park in their parking lot and do the same thing.
Don and Brian drive through Alexandria, Virginia, not far from Washington. Don explains that each wireless signal has an identification tag associated with it. The tags come up on the computer screen. Techies will use them to send automatic messages to each other.
There's a couple back here in the tech parks that we found that are, you know, ICU or something like that. Or
go away.
Go away. Go away.
They drive for 3 hours. Two-thirds of the access points they find are unprotected. Now Don can take the locations and upload them to a website for others who hunt Wi-Fi.
I'd call that a good haul. 400 access points at a time is a significant number to probably contribute to anybody's database of access points.
Even though these guys might not look hip, among the wider world of techies, Wi-Fi has a certain cachet. And the Wi-Fi hunters are seen as an elite.
You could badge it as geeky chic if you wanted to. That's probably not the main reason I do it, but it keeps it fun.
Don says they've got an idea about new equipment that could vastly improve their technique. They'll be trying it out this fall. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.